Hello.
John, how are you?
Hello?
John, how are you?
Fine.
Hey man, this is Zach. We've been talking a few times. This is the last time I'm gonna call you. I wish that we could help you. We can help you, but I just can't. I can't waste my time anymore on it, man.
Well, I appreciate you calling me early on Saturday to drop this quick list on. Look, Zach, let me explain something to you. I got a lot of priorities going on that are fucked up, okay? And I'm not in a good place, and I don't have leverage, okay? And how would you like for me to just call you up out of the blue and say, "Hi, this be the last time I'm going to call you." See, first off, that's fucked up, all right? When I'm the one that's got something, and when I'm ready to make a move, then I can get up with you, okay? You're sitting here, see, right off the bat, that's not cool, man. It's like, what, you got nothing better to do to call on a Saturday morning than call me up and tell me you're gonna just, what kind of, that's fucked up. So I'm gonna put my trust and faith in you that I can trust you, and I don't even fucking know you.
Well,
No.
we're the one that's offering you help, sir.
Do what now?
We're the one that's offering you help, and you just I
Okay, this is. The
feel like
help is, yeah, the money part is great, but there's a lot of uncertainty there, buddy.
well, maybe
That's
you.
like me telling you, if you go around this corner right here, you might get shot, but I'm offering you help to tell you don't go around the corner. You don't know what's around the corner. Until something's on paper and concrete and black and white showing me and telling me,
Well, it is concrete. You can, if you choose not to work with us, during the process, then you can back out. I mean, it's concrete. It's as easy as it gets. I mean, I don't know what else to do.
Let me ask you a question, Zach. Have you ever put your faith in some spot that you don't know and you get thrown out and put out in this? Oh, you're making all these promises. That's wonderful. But guess what?
I didn't
You
promise
pull
you
up.
anything. I said I would promise to help you as best as I could.
Exactly. And then once you say, fuck it, then I'm out of a house. I'm out in the street and I got nowhere to go.
Paperwork, it says that you can back out at any time.
Doesn't say that in the paperwork, does it?
Okay, well, you haven't read the paperwork in
No,
clear.
because I can barely read the paperwork because I've got a fucked up phone and I'm halfway trying to look at it.
Well, that's that is one issue that is unfortunate, but that's what it says. We're not looking to take your house from you for free or put you out on the street, but I'm not telling you anything that I haven't said before.
Yeah, my main objective is to get somewhere where I'm not going to be killed and left to die. You understand?
Well, I'm
It's
sorry we couldn't help you.
a very stressful situation. Sure, Zach, I'll sign the paper and go blind. I might as well be talking to this fucking bush here because I know the bush better than I know you. I like to know what's going on. That's like when you try to buy health insurance from these
Well, I
fucking
have
apes.
a question that I can't an that I can answer.
That's like when you're trying to buy this health insurance from the Arabs. I don't know these people, but sure, we'll do it over the phone. Da 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 da, and then boom, where are you at when I need you? Yeah.
You've got my number. I've answered every single time that you've called. So,
Yeah.
I'm not sure, have I offended you? Or have I done something wrong?
No, Zach, you're in a great position, and I'm not. You
Okay.
know? Yeah.
So, I mean, have I done something wrong or?
No, Zach, you've been a godsend, Zach. Look, I got a lot of issues going on, okay? I can't even worry about taking pills, worried about a fucking doctor appointment, worried about a car license, worried about this, that, and the third. And I'm just gonna flip my whole life up and turn my life and my will over to a stranger. And just move and not know where the hell I'm going.
Well, you gotta believe somebody at some point, or you're just gonna die alone in the house.
Probably what I'll do. Die alone in the house. Well, if I go somewhere else, where am I going? We don't know. I have a team of people. Okay, I've like I told you, I've heard this song and dance from two other people.
Okay.
And,
well,
when it came time for me to pack to move, that's why my house is in this right now, because I pulled my shit out thinking I was going to move, and the son of a bitch won't nowhere there to help me. So I'm scrambling going to the bank to get forms and do all the shit I could do, the best I could do on my own, and it came up short by two pieces of paper. Yeah. Yeah. Doing all I can do, because the other cat, he was nowhere to be found. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I can't speak for other people.
Exactly. And I can, well, guess what? I know what I've gone through trying to do what I thought was right, and then I got let down, and I'm tired of getting let down, okay? Yeah, well, I mean, you're in a great position. You got money backing and a team of people. And I'm so, yeah, and I, you know what? I probably will die here alone in this house. Probably so. Down to one thing, I deserve a whole lot better than that.
Well, you're not making the steps to do that.
Yeah, I need to first sign off on this and put my full faith in you. Yeah.
You got to put your faith in someone or, you know, face the reality.
The reality is I fucked up when I bought this house, and I fucked up when I quit paying for it. That's where I fucked up. That's the reality.
Now, continuously not doing something, so.
Yeah, that's the definition of insanity. Yeah.
So, well, you know my number.
I do.
And
thank you.
I wish you the best of luck regardless.
I appreciate that, and I might call you when I'm ready to do something after I can get a few other things out of the fucking way. Like right now, I'm scrambling trying to figure out how I'm going to get to a doctor's appointment, or how I'm going to pay this bill, or how I'm going to pay that bill. But all that will just magically wind, get taken care of.
Usually always does.
No, it doesn't, because I can't do but one thing, because I'm one human being with two fucking hands and one eye. And my health's fucked up. And everything else. Everybody's going. Yeah, your cash. The dollar amount's a good amount. I'm not even disputing that at all. But
well,
the point is, where the fuck am I going to go? That's my objective. If I knew halfway where I was going, I'd feel a whole lot better.
Well, I'm not going to spend the time and that money to, you know, help you find your next spot until we have a commitment from you. So. You only move when you want to move and that you're comfortable. You'll see the place first. You'll see everything first.
In the meantime, I'm still paying all the bills here.
Well, I mean, you bought the house, so yeah, that would make sense.
Exactly. And then as far as, yeah, I just made my payment yesterday, da-da-da-da-da, at the last minute, so I wouldn't get charged an extra $15 fucking fee. And yeah,
all right.
And the whole point of getting this was to get a place based on income, but that's not going to happen either. That's because there's a waiting list. And you keep talking about the fucking, what do you call them, the vouchers? They take a year. Yeah,
we can get you one.
Then I can pick a place where I want to go.
Yeah. That's what I've told you.
In the meantime, I'm still making payments, and I'm not seeing any benefit of that because I'm just not going to pay.
It's regardless until we help you move. So,
do what now?
You have to make the payments till you move and we close on it.
Yeah, then I clear the whole $100 difference. Like I said, I'm scrambling, making payments, getting papers, and dropping off forms to possibly save $11 a month because I'm disabled. And I get a tax relief for being disabled.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, we're here if you change your mind.
Thank you, Zach.
All right, John.